Hey, what's up? This your man Don Slams representing Culture Zine on this indie music radio show.
You better chill ass. Let's go.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Hey, yo. Personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Hey, yo. Personally, I think I'm underrated, if... Hey, yo. Personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else.
Your ass stuck up, yeah. Any follow will get you killed. Now, once upon a time in the days of low fades, I was on the block with the part of my man Hayes on 99th Street between Jamaica Avenue Hill. And I'm telling my brothers to chill, but they won't chill. They like money and hood fame. My man Hayes has on a big ass gold chain. Only problem is it isn't his. The chain belongs to his cousin who is deep in the drug biz. Now Hayes wants to take a ride, but nothing more. Hayes wants to take a ride, but nothing more. Hayes wants to take a ride, but for nothing more than to take the chain on a ride like it's on tour. Now we're riding dirty in Claude's car, stunting and fronting like wannabe rock stars. With the windows down and the system turned up, bringing attention to ourselves, not giving a fuck. Walking in spots, giving props and slapping that. Be grimy ass cats who sell crack where they rest at. Unwise, being a follower will get you killed. Following against your will, going against your gut. Following these nuts will get that ass stuck up. Yeah, being a follower will get you killed. Following against your will, look into the voice inside Eminem's son, and you just might stay alive. You just might stay alive. You just might stay alive. You just might fucking end it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy, not so sexy, big children and little imps, Game of Thrones watches, and all you other people out there. We got a special show, but this is just not my show. Don Slim is in the building.
Yeah. What's going on, Blue?
I'm chilling, man. This dude, he's a good dude. My Culture Zine brother is about... He got out of his car. He's like, what, 6'2"? So, no, six, you got a 6'4".
Yeah.
And six, I know at some point somebody got dunked on. I'm not sure when, and it wasn't me.
Yeah.
But somebody certainly got dunked on. No? You ball? Or you balled at one time?
I did a little. You know, I ran track. That was my thing.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. But we ain't talking about athletics today, player.
No, different tracks now.
Absolutely, man. You are a lover of music like myself. Yes. And the people got to get to know you, man. You one of Culture Zine's generals.
Yes.
That have been working behind the scenes. It's time to move you forward. So you going out of town. So yes, you got stuff to do. So we're pre-recording this show for your channel.
Right.
And I figured, why not have me interview you and also put it on my channel, Just My Thoughts. So I can't say this is Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue, because this is also a hybrid.
Yes.
Of the Don Slim Show.
Yeah.
So Don Slim wants to play some music. What you want to play? You want to play that? You want to play old school? You want that Eric B.
Yeah.
My Melody joint?
Yeah, that's a good one. Start off with that.
What's your best memory of Eric B. and Rock Cameo?
Oh man, seeing the first video of the I Ain't No Joke.
Oh man.
Man, yeah, went bananas.
I remember when that joint came out.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep, I was actually really too young to buy a lot of the stuff that I was buying from the record stores.
Indeed.
So when I saw the actual album cover, I was like, wow, that's a wrap. I got to get it. So I bought it. And I bought multiple copies over the years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I was too young to really have whatever the price of an album was, you know, back in, I guess, let me see, Eric B. and Rakim. For all you young whippersnappers out there, Eric B. and Rakim probably had their major run, Paid in Full, probably dropped somewhere around 86, 7, 8.
Around there.
Somewhere around there, you know what I mean? 16, 17, 18, around the time.
Uh-huh.
And don't hate me, you young whippersnappers. I'm beautiful. When you make it to this age and still be pretty, you come talk to me. If we both die tomorrow, I live longer than you. You understand me?
That's it.
So we're going to get off into this, and we're going to let the people know you, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, man. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
Check out my melody, hand out a cigar. I'm letting knowledge be born, and my name's the R. A.K.A. I am not like the rest of them, I'm not on the list. That's what I'm saying, I drop lines like a scientist. My melody's in the code, the very next episode. Has the mic off and distorting, ready to explode. I keep the mic at Fahrenheit, freedom seeds to make them cola.
Hold up. I don't think you mothers understand this record. I'm in the park. And cats are doing the Wap. I'm in Jamaica Park. Where was you born and raised at, dog?
New Orleans.
The N.O. Yes. Shout out to Byron Walter, my man. Well, I don't know how y'all was doing things in the dirty, but in Jamaica Park, it was definitely real. It was at the park, and this joint came on, and I was doing the Wap so hard, my neck almost came off. Okay, where was you? Do you remember where you was at when you heard this record?
Man, absolutely. Oh. Absolutely, man. When my melody came out, man, it was so phenomenal. You know, a lot of my friends were DJs.
Okay.
You know, older cats. So when that song dropped, it was ridiculous.
Okay.
Totally ridiculous, man.
The energy was electric. You guys got to understand out there, hip-hop is brand new. I mean, there was some cats in the 70s and going into the 80s, Sugar Hill Gang, The Treacherous Three, Three the Hard Way. Shout out to Tayanis and Miss Lovely for the new Three the Hard Way and all that. But Rakim was just different, yo.
Yeah.
Rakim and Kane just funked up the game, you know. And so when this record came out, everything changed. You just couldn't rap whack anymore.
Oh, no.
I don't know how Hammer did it, but it was the before Hammer, you couldn't do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So now let's go back. Just DJ, bring that back.
My melody, hand out a cigar. I'm letting knowledge be born, and my name's the R. A.K.A. I am not like the rest of them, I'm not on the list. That's what I'm saying, I drop lines like a scientist. My melody's in the code, the very next episode. Has the mic off and distorting, ready to explode. I keep the mic at Fahrenheit, freedom seeds to make them cola. The listener system is kicking like solar. As I memorize, advertise like a poet. Keep you going when the flow is smooth enough. You know it's abrupt. That's why the mural on my story, I tell a B. Nobody beats the R. Check out my melody. Check out my melody. So what am a microphone fiend addicted soon as I seen one of these four MCs so they don't have to scream. I couldn't wait to take the mic, blow into it to test it, let my melody play, then a record suggested. I'm dropping bombs, but I stay peace and calm. Any MC that disagree with me, wave your arm. And I'll break when I'm through breaking, I'll leave you broke. Drop the mic when I'm finished and watch it smoke. So stand back, you wanna rap all the back and wait. I won't push, I won't beat around the bush. I wanna break up on those who are not supposed to. You might try, but you can't get close to. Because I'm number one, competition is none. I'm measured with the heat that's made by sun. Brother playing ball, or bobbing in the hall, or just writing my name in graffiti on the wall. They shouldn't have told me, you said you control me. So now a contest is what you owe me. Pull out your money, pull out your cut, pull up a chair. My name is Rockin' My Law, and R-A stand for Raw, switch it around. It still comes out R, so easily will I E-M-C-E-E. My repetition of words, just check out my melody. Some bass and treble is moist, scratching and cutting a voice. And when it's mine, that's when the rhyme is always choice. I wouldn't have came and said my name and run the same week. Putting blurs and slurs and words that don't fit in a rhyme. Why waste time on the microphone? I take this more serious than just a poem. Rock from party to party, backyard to yard. I tear it up, y'all, and bless the mic with the gods. The rhyme is rugged at the same time sharp. I can swing off anything, even a string of a harp. Just turn it on and start rocking. Mine, no introduction. Till I finish dropping signs, no interruption. When I approach, I exercise like a coach. Choosing a melody and add numerous notes. So when the mic and the R-A-K-I-M is attached like a match, I will strike again. Rhymes are poetically kept and alphabetically stepped. Put in an order to proceed with the momentum, except I say one rhyme out of order. A longer rhyme, shorter, or pause. But don't stop the tape recorder. Regular competitor, first rhyme editor, melody arranger, poet, etc. Extra event, the grand finale like bonus. I am the man they call the microphone. Swift wisdom, which means wise words being spoken. Too many at one time, watch the mic start smoking. I came to express the rap I'm manifesting in my way, and I'll be the other words protest. MCs that wanna be this, they're gonna be this if they don't get from in front of. All they can go get is me a glass of Moet. A hard time. Sip your juice and watch us move for wet. I take seven MCs, put them in a line, and add seven more brothers who think they can rhyme. Well, it'll take seven more before I go for mine. Now that's 21 MCs, eight up at the same time. Easy does it, do it easy. That's what I'm doing. No fessing, no messing around, no chewing, no robbing, no buying, biting. Why bottle? This lava stop trying, fighting to follow my usual style. Will confuse you a while. If I was water, I'd flow in the Nile. So many rhymes. You won't have time to go for yours. Just because of a pause, I have to pause. Right after tonight is when I prepare to catch another sucker duck MC out there. Cause my strategy has to be tragedy, catastrophe. And after this, you'll call me your majesty, my melody. Yes, my melody. Eric B. Synthesized it, I memorized it. Eric B made a cut and advertised it. My melody's created for him, season the place. To try to listen, cause some disinvent, so pick up your face. Shook off your neck, cause you try to see, I check my pace. Now you're drugging, almost drugging off my rhyme, I face. The melody that I'm styling, smooth as a violin. Rough enough to break New York from Long Island. My wisdom is swift, no matter if my momentum is slow. MC still stands stiff, I'm genuine like leather. Inclined to be clever, MC you beat the R, I'll say, oh never. So Eric B, cut it easily, and check out my melody.
You are listening to the Don Slim Indie Music Show with Don Slim. This is also Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue. Pull your skirt up! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy, big children and little, welcome back. We're doing two shows in one, people. I hope y'all are not pissy at the combo plate. All right, this is the Don Slim Indie Music Show, and it is the Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue. I have the 6'4", I dunked on somebody in 96, Don Slim in the building. What's good?
What's good?
Man, I would like to call this show Hip Hop at the Barbershop. And if you remember, for those of you, all of my friends who don't have brown skin, and the barbershop culture is huge, and it's a huge gathering place for black men.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And they did a movie about it, and Ice Cube and all of the people involved did a very good job at describing kind of the cultural relevance of the barbershop. And it was more than just a bunch of brothers getting a haircut. Really, outside of the church, you really didn't have any excuse for the brothers to get together outside of family reunions and meeting at the barbershop. Well, because we was meeting at the barbershop like this, there was a lot of chit-chat going on in the barbershop. Everybody's talking about who their favorite rapper is at the barbershop. Yep. Everybody's talking about the politics of the day. But it really centered around this revolution that was going on that was sweeping the country, which is hip-hop music. How did you first get into indie music and hip hop and all of that? As a rapper, tell us that story.
Well, it started when I was basically middle school. I was in the 7th grade, I want to say.
Okay.
And listening to cats like Dana Dane.
Shout out to Dana Dane.
Yeah, definitely. Slick Rick. You know, the Storytellers. Even Too Short, you know.
Now, I slept on Too Short. Being from New York, I'm not going to lie, I was really, really not messing with Too Short.
Wow.
Until he was on Pimps and Hoes with B.I.G.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The world is filled with pimps and hoes. Yeah. I'll just talk about those I know.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Who is this? And he was like, I had a whole lot of in my lifetime. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And I really slept on Too Short. And I really fucked with Too Short heavy now. Yeah. And the Blow the Whistle song. I mean, his catalog is crazy, but
yeah,
I apologize. Too Short, if you're listening, because you never know, because Shaquille, shout out to Shaquille. Shaquille knows so many people.
Yeah.
Slick Rick and Dane the Dane.
Yeah.
So, for all I know, Too Short is listening.
Right.
And I'm sorry, Too Short, okay? I slept on your player, but you can flow, dude. Yeah. I mess with you now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. Can the people out there, this is Hip Hop and Barbershop, you know I gotta ask you.
Yeah.
What's your top five, Don?
Top five.
Top five in the game right now.
Right now.
Deceased. Or they fell off.
Okay.
Even if it's LL. LL be pissing me off sometimes. Because he's so good when he's focused.
When he's focused.
Then he'll go left on you in a minute. You know what I mean?
True.
You know, some left is good. The pink cookies in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
I used to fuck with that. Yeah. I know what he meant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, that's clever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then he'll go somewhere else and you're like, L, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get top five, but Don Slim's top five.
All right, my top five. Okay, yeah, this is gonna be kind of hard, but definitely Rakim, I have to put him first.
Okay, we started the podcast off with him. Let's pay homage.
Absolute. gotta go with Slick Rick, the DOC.
Okay.
Big L.
Big L.
I gotta go with Big L.
That's what's up.
Yeah, and number five.
Number five.
Oh, wow. I guess I have to.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one, man. Big, I don't want to leave anybody out.
Well, you know, somebody.
Somebody's going to get left.
Somebody's going to get left.
Yeah.
But Big L made your top five. That's what's up. A lot of people might not, and as far as my audience outside of my East Coast cats, might not know who Big L is. Big L was definitely in the era of when Big was about to drop, I want to say early 90s, and he was really making noise. He was in that Big Pun, Capone, and Noriega conversation. You know what I mean? He was in there before Mobb Deep was Mobb Deep, and Big L was definitely representing. I believe he's from Harlem, no?
Yeah.
Is he a Harlem cat? I believe Big L is a Harlem cat. If I'm getting this wrong, and he's a Brooklyn dude, excuse me, New York. But I have a feeling that he's a Harlem dude. He was really lyrically doing it major. But I need number five, Don. I mean, you're not getting off the hook that easy, Playboy.
All right. Shoot, it's a toss-up, really, between...
Okay, but five, you can split the five. You can split it by a two-way tie for the fifth spot.
Okay, yeah, I would say it has to be between Big and Pac.
Wow, share for the fifth spot. That's very, very fair.
Yeah.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy. People with the handicap parking sticker, and people that are really not handicapped, but somehow have got a handicap sticker.
Yeah.
Welcome, you are listening to the Don Slim Indie Music Show.
Yeah.
And just my thoughts, Simon Knowles on the poet Lamont Anthony Ryan, aka Graffiti Blue. This is Colt. Both shows.
Yeah.
I hope y'all don't feel jipped because we're like recording both shows because Don has to go out of town.
Yeah.
He's got stuff to do. He's got a life. It's summertime. He's got to go to the NO. You going back to New Orleans?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Shout out to New Orleans, man.
Yeah. Shout out to the home, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
I got a New Orleans story to tell you.
Okay.
But we got to pay a bill. We got to keep the boss happy. Shout out to Shaki Abdul.
Yes. What up, Shaq?
We're going to pay these bills and we'll be right back with my New Orleans story.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this.
The Ultra Lounge is Roseville's newest place for the 21 and over to come out and play every Friday night. The Ultra Lounge features DJ Mighty Mike in the mix, playing the best in hip-hop and R&B. Drink specials all night, and it's only $10 to get into the Ultra Lounge Friday night. The Ultra Lounge is located at 1100 Orlando Avenue in Roseville. For booth and bottle reservations or to book a party, call 916-248-2120. That's 916-248-2120.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has three packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little special show. This is... Yeah, you, that's right. No, that's not Don Slim sounding crazy with the feminine chuckles. Yeah, a special guest came to pay us a visit, man. She was dropping off some... bouquet of flowers for me, and this is the lovely Phoenix Divine, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know it. We still got Don Slim in the building. What's going on, Don?
I'm good. really good now.
That's what's up. We talking. Yeah. We talk. We just really basically just having a conversation. I called the show, for those who don't know, Barbershop and Hip Hop. And at the top of the hour, I was really talking about how the culture of black folks getting together at a barbershop for you, Miss Phoenix Divine.
For me?
What? No, I'm flipping it. For you, it might be the beauty salon. Do you have any beauty salon stories where you walk in, a whole bunch of sister girls is like, hey, Phoenix.
No, and I got a bunch of hater stories. Bitches burnt my head. There was hating on a light-skinned sister.
Oh, yeah, man. There was a lot of light-skinned hate in the game, man. I remember when Wesley Snipes stabbed Christopher Williams in the hand at New Jack City and said, clear. I didn't like you anyway, you pretty motherfucker. And every dark-skinned man from New Orleans to Bakersfield, California was like...
It's not right. It's not okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, to paint a picture for you, Phoenix Divine stands about 5'8".
I know, I look like I should be 5'10".
Well, she always wears at least 4-inch heels, so I was going to say 5'10". She's light-skinned. And what color are your eyes, my dear?
Hazel.
And she's one of them chicks, light-skinned with hazel eyes.
Hate me.
Yeah.
And they didn't even... Oh, I ain't even finished with the hate. I ain't finished! And to boot, she's got red dreads.
Yeah.
So there's plenty to hate, babes.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I wasn't, like, back when they burnt my head, though, I may have been 5'8", and I may have been light-skinned, but I did not have the red hair. I certainly was a little more nerdy. So it just was just rude. It was just mean.
It's all good. Shout out to the nerds. Yeah. And shout out to the mean people that make us strong. You follow what I'm
Look
saying?
At my hair
yeah.
now.
Hey, yeah, yes. Let it. Hold on. There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. I needed a moment to gather my shit. Dawn Slim, do you have any stories to share about people being particularly mean? Paint a picture for me about New Orleans. It's definitely real in New Orleans. I have my own New Orleans story, and it was real. Brothers, I went down to this book festival, and dudes tried to rob me down there. But I'll get into that. But talk about the Edo, man. Why is it so real down there?
Shoot, man. It's really like the crabs in a basket kind of syndrome.
Got you.
You know, some of your best friends, people that you roll with, been knowing for years, can know you're doing something, and at the same time, they want to do it, but they're not pushing as hard as you are. Mm-hmm. So they try to downplay whatever you're doing, you know, and when they see you have just a little bit amount of success, it's a problem. You know? So if they can throw a monkey wrench into your program, they will.
Church!
Yeah. Yeah.
That problem be everywhere.
Yeah.
That problem is everywhere. Shout out to Sacramento.
Yeah.
Shout out to anybody who knows how to moonwalk, because essentially a moonwalk is walking backwards, play.
Hey. Yeah.
I do not know how to moonwalk, by the way.
And because you're always forward, you're moving.
I tried it. I couldn't get it.
Yeah, well, let me tell y'all this story real quick. So I'm in New Orleans, and I'm at this book festival, Poet's Pursuit of Pleasure, An Emotional Affair, just came out. And I'm feeling myself. I'm very excited. It's my first book. I didn't know that I'd have so many afterwards, but it's my first book. And I went down to this book fair. Now, just off of the strength of reputation, ladies and gentlemen, I say this with a disclaimer. I am not a gangster. Okay? But New Orleans has a reputation. Them boys is about them things.
Yeah.
So I had the Nina with me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I don't carry, and to me, I'm so old school. To me, it's just like, don't put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm not bad with the hands. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm 6'1", 205, and you might whoop me, but you're going to be tired. You're going to be at home with the ice pack on your face. Like, I ain't fighting no more poets. That shit was too much.
Yeah.
So, but I know New Orleans was for real. So I was like, you know what? Let me bring the Nina.
Yeah.
So I brought the Nina. And I'm really feeling myself. I got the black trench coat. I look like this picture right there. I got the black trench coat.
There you go.
The Calvin Klein joint, and I got the Nina in the waist in the back. So I'm selling my little book or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And these two cats walk up to my booth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, "What's really good with you?"
Oh.
with that hungry look in their eyes. And I felt like, you ever see them cartoons where one of the cartoon guys is starving and the other cartoon character looks like a steak?
Food.
Yeah. Or a cheeseburger or something.
Yes.
I felt like in their eyes I look like a big ass like steak sandwich. And I was like, I know this look. I'm from the streets.
Yes.
I know, no matter where you at, the rules of the street apply.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, let me flash on these boys,
mm-hmm.
and let them know it's real.
Mm-hmm.
So one was on my left, tried to flank me, one was on my right, and it was in my personal space. That invisible circle around you that's about approximately about 2 feet in diameter.
Yeah.
They was in that. So I stood up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just brushed my trench coat back, little Afro Samurai style.
Yeah.
and they saw the handle of the Nina.
Yeah.
And then they started smiling. They was like, "Oh, it's like that, son."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah." And it was like, okay. And they went on around their way.
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, what the fuck do you think I did? I packed up my shit.
Yeah.
Because I knew if they came back,
mm-hmm.
they was going to be ready for me.
Yeah.
I caught them off guard.
Yes.
But then I knew they was gonna come back. So I was like, so the people in other booths were like, "Mr. Graffiti, you leaving so soon?" I'm just like, "The block is hot, bitches."
Right.
Didn't y'all make up that song?
Yep,
The block is hot. I'm like, y'all made that. I'm gone.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
So we talking hip hop with some beautiful artists in here. On a personal note, this is one recording for two shows. Don Slim, welcome to the Culture Zine podcast.
Thank you.
Scene, I wish you a lot of success. My only advice to you is just leave it all out on the floor. Agree with me, love me, or hate me. When people listen to me, they know I'm not going to just be making shit up.
Right.
Phoenix Divine.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in. You know, I got a lot of love for you. And you smashed your feature at the Speakeasy this past Tuesday.
Oh, thank you.
I was extremely proud. You were in the pocket the entire time. You had a lot of love. It was a full house, ladies and gentlemen. Not a seat was empty in the place. People were standing against the wall in the back.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing.
That was love. Shout out to Bree Blue. Shout out to Bo Live. And shout out to the Speakeasy in Berkeley, California, every Tuesday. And I will have the address for you after we come back, because we got to pay a bill. We'll be right back after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and not so sexy. The song isn't over. This is Pop Life by Prince, per request of Don Slim. And I was going to rap, but Phoenix told me to be quiet.
You are listening to the Don Slim Independent Music Show and Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little light skinned girls with pretty hazel eyes. 6'4 brothers that dunked on people once upon a time. I'm the novelist, all the poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, aka Graffiti Blue. I might be your favorite poet. But you're listening now.
That's right.
Welcome! At the middle of the show, I was shouting out Bree Blue, Bo Live, and all the beautiful people at the Speakeasy. Shout out to y'all for doing it how it's supposed to be done. If you find yourself in Berkeley or the Bay Area on a Tuesday night, the new venue is 3201 Adeline Street, Berkeley, California, 94703. Doors open at 7 p.m., and you might have a religious experience when you're in there. So, if you need God to touch your heart, you're feeling angry and bitter and disgruntled, like 99.9% of the population out there, and you happen to be in the Bay, why don't you go get some of that good spoken word, have church without going to church, and be good. And no disrespect to any of you religious types, but God was in my dryer. I was pulling some socks out the dryer, I opened the dryer, and God was like, it is I, my son. I was like, ah!
I don't believe you.
No, he wasn't in my dryer. I mean, God is everywhere, so technically he was in my dryer. But I just am just hyping things up for the sake of the story. Welcome!
Right.
Where are you from, Phoenix? We know the gentleman to your left, the infamous Don Slims, is from New Orleans, and we told the story about New Orleans, about how them boys tried to get me.
Yeah.
Shout out to Juvenile.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if we're going to ask somebody where they're from, can I have a definition of what that means? Are you asking me where I was born, where I lived the majority of my life, or... Because those are two different...
Okay, well, where were you born? Where were...
Seattle, Washington.
Oh. Is that why you're... Nah, that's a bad joke. I was going to say, is that why you can't sleep half the time? Because you're sleepless in Seattle? Sorry. That was corny, y'all. Sorry. I apologize. I might delete that. Huh?
I didn't even laugh.
Exactly. Okay. And you find yourself in California.
I am in California. I've been in California for quite some time. I spent some time in Stockton and Isleton. Majority of the time I was in Ione. Everybody's going to say, what? Where? Ione?
Ione. How do you spell that?
I-O-N-E.
Okay. What's the population of Ione?
I don't know. Probably what the population of the prison is.
Well, I spent some time...
More cows than people.
In the smallest town that I actually lived in was Bishop, California. Population 4,000. Right. Now, coming from New York City, 4,000 used to be the population of my high school.
Okay. So, I didn't have a high school in Ione.
Okay.
There was no high school in Ione.
Damn, the town was so small, y'all didn't have a high school?
We did not have a high school. We had an elementary school. We had a junior high. There was no welfare office. There is no homeless shelter. There were no drug addicts walking up and down the street. I had to travel about 30 minutes to get to a high school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, you
That's
are...
Like Walmart.
No Walmart.
No Walmart?
That was where the high school was, the next town over. Jackson. Most people might know Jackson by the casino.
Okay, now, this is puzzling me here because I'm in the back row. It's Tuesday night. I'm in Berkeley. And I'm a fan, okay? Come to find out when we was talking off mic when Prince was doing his thing, come to find out that Don Slim was also a fan of the art of Phoenix Divine. So how does a woman born light-skinned with green eyes, born in Seattle, find herself in Berkeley doing a feature show via Ione? How did you get from point A to point B?
I took a cab and...
Literally?
Yeah, literally. I took a cab from Ione to Sacramento, wound up in Sacramento, and never stopped believing in myself.
That's what's up. And here we all are at the home offices of Graffiti Blue Publishing.
Yeah, it is.
And isn't... ladies and gentlemen, isn't life wonderful?
Yes.
Because we have three people from three corners of the globe.
Yeah.
Seattle, New York, and New Orleans.
Yeah.
And we are right here, right now, sharing with the likes of you, the listener. Now, those people at home or in Radio Land that are listening, you may be in your car. You may be in a bathtub. Scrubbing those places that the everyday person doesn't see. And we're flattered that you would touch yourself while you're listening to this podcast. But don't drop, like, your listening device in the water. That would be bad. Unless you got that new phone that is waterproof. Then you're gangster.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But let's share. Phoenix just joined us. And just to paint a picture of the parallels, we were really talking hip-hop music. And we played the Pop Life song, right, Don? Because Don had mentioned a song by Razzcast.
Yes.
That actually they rapped over the Pop Life joint.
Mm-hmm.
But Phoenix had said off mic how guarded that Prince was with his material. So when I went to go find the joint online, that's why it made sense that I couldn't find it. I mean, I found a YouTube upload, but freaking iTunes is like, we don't want no part of no copyright infringement.
Right.
So I could not find it on iTunes, so I had to play the original version. Don, would you mind revisiting what your top five was so that Phoenix could know? Because I want to know if Phoenix even know these people. Like, okay. Was their influence of your top five so heavy in New Orleans that it reached Seattle?
Okay.
Ione.
Gotcha.
That's even harder. Seattle That's even has harder. A major music
So, I'm not even trying to do this to try to put you on the spot, Phoenix, or try to...
No,
or
that's
whatever.
Real.
I'm actually
that's
making
real,
a
though.
Point about how far music goes. Because if you know any of these people he's about to say, then the music goes pretty far. What was you... Do you remember your top five?
Yeah. It was Rakim, Slick Rick, Big L, Dana Dane, and the fifth would have to be split between Tupac and Biggie. But I did think of another one.
Okay.
That I wanted to add in there if I could slide it.
No, please. Hey, this is a yours show. The show is yours, mine. Exactly. Get comfortable with your own show. Shout out to Culture Zine and congratulations to Don Slim getting his own show. But yeah, dude, you got your own show now, Playboy. So
oh, yeah.
You're gonna have to walk with them draws on now.
Mm-hmm.
Homie.
Right.
But what's the sixth one now?
Culture Zine boxes. Yeah. Zero. Yeah.
Calling what?
The Mo City Don. He's from Houston.
Okay.
Texas. Yeah.
Shout out to Texas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Okay. Out of this six, Miss Phoenix Divine,
mm-hmm.
Do you know any of the names on that top five list?
Now, if we're going back to the 18-year-old me and before that was an Ione, mm-hmm. I would have only known Tupac and Biggie.
Wow. Okay.
I do know Slick Rick and Dana Dane.
Nice.
Now, I've heard of Rakim. Mm-hmm. The other ones, not so much.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, that's real. So, let's see. Tupac and Big,
mm-hmm.
just out of a media, because, I mean, the media brainstorm.
Yeah.
I think people across the world were heavily invested in the so-called East Coast, West Coast beef. And I call it so-called because no one from the West Coast or no one from the East Coast was driving to the opposite coast and just shooting shit up.
Right.
That's not really what was happening. It was fans of Big on the East Coast and fans of Tupac on the West Coast really having a problem with each other. And the entourages, the prospective or respective entourages, when they was on each other's soil, were shooting each other up and shit like that. Now, the media, and that's what they do.
Yes.
The media was hyping it up to make it more than what it was. And we have to touch on current events. And that is a prime example of how the media takes things out of context. Let's talk about all of the children dying of color dying because of police violence. I want y'all to know at home one thing before we go to commercial. The brothers and anybody of any type of color have been dying at the hands of police for 100 years. Just because now we have cell phones with cameras on them and we have the internet, everybody is just like, wow. The racial tension is getting high and whatever. I want y'all to know this shit been happening. I remember in New York, I can't speak for New Orleans and I can't speak for Seattle and I own, but I remember in 40 projects in Queens in New York City when I was making my teenage run in between 13 and 19, I remember they would not let the cops out of the hood. Because it would happen all the time. The cops would come, do some type of raid or shakedown of either Queensbridge, 40 Projects, Auburn Projects in Far Rockaway, Edgemere Projects in Far Rockaway, Redburn Projects in Far Rockaway, Queens. Cops roll in, and they got all of the brothers on their face, and I'm not from California, but we would see this on Boys in the Hood, right? Cops just roll up, and they got Ice Cube, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, and Old Yella on their face, too.
Yeah.
So it was happening out here, too. And even though these guys was handcuffed, hands behind their back, cop, in so-called fear of his life, would shoot these black kids in the back. Now, I'm talking about, this is 94, yo.
Wow.
This is 88. So this shit been happening. So when I see the media, whether it be MSNBC, CNBC, Fox News, Al Jazeera,
yeah,
talking about, oh, this has really become a problem. Cats like me,
yeah,
with some silver in their beard,
yeah,
that remember how it was?
Mm-hmm.
This shit been happening. This ain't nothing fucking new.
No,
it's not.
This shit is not new. It's new to you because it's in your TV in HD.
Right.
But it ain't new to me.
Oh, that's not even.
And it makes me sick to my stomach. And it also makes me sick to my stomach when they be like, oh, we have to get back to the days of Ronald Reagan. I'm like, Ronald Reagan, really? I'm like, was it not Nancy Reagan that was on an episode of Different Strokes saying crack is whack?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we forget the crack era? Did we forget Pookie crying?
Right.
In the red, white, and blue American flag shirt?
Right.
Because he wanted another hit?
Right.
Did we forget how the Bronx was burnt down? Did we forget how people were selling their soul for a hit for $5?
Yeah.
I remember, quick story before we go to commercial, there was a drug dealer on my block who will remain nameless because we don't dry snitch here on Culture Scene.
Right.
Okay.
Not at all.
But I was out on the block, and I wasn't a thug, but the thugs was around me.
Mm-hmm.
And a school bus came down 142nd Place in Foch. yellow school bus. The driver opened the window at 5 in the morning and was just like, yo, who's working? He was looking for a crack rock before he picked up his morning children.
Wow.
Yes.
Whoa.
Ronald Reagan was president, bitches.
Huh.
Okay. Right. So the drug dealers, who will remain nameless, because like I said, we don't dry snitch here at College
Right.
They kicked him off the block.
Good.
Now, when the drug dealers don't sell you, refuse to sell you, when the drug dealers that are selling to fathers, mothers, brothers and daughters, when, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're selling to their own
community.
They're already. But when the drug dealer himself is like, get the fuck out of here, man. I ain't selling you no damn crack before right. you pick up this. How low do you got to be?
You got to be pretty damn low.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Good grief. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and not so sexy. People that smoke crack on the low and might have felt some type of way with the story. I am the novelist, author, poet, LaVon Anthony Wright, a.k.a. Graffiti Blue. I got the beautiful Phoenix Divine fresh off of her freaking kill of the speakeasy feature in Berkeley. I got Don Slim and his inaugural show, which is a dual show because this dude is so busy, he got to go out of town before this first shit ends.
Right.
We got to pay some bills. We will be right back after this.
Welcome to the new sound of smooth jazz and R&B.
And everybody knows they have the...
Get into the groove. Guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words.
With Daniel A. Nelson.
The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry. From iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Lacey Kay. I'm a recording artist, actress, dancer, model, and entrepreneur. You can check more of my music out at www.lacikayofficial.com. And right now on the E! Water Show, you will exclusively hear my songs Running Free, On My Own, and Rejected. If you want me to be booked for any of your weddings or events, go to my website under contact and get a 10% off discount by mentioning this ad. Well, that's me. Thanks, guys. I'm Lacey Kay, signing out.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little. I'm another little soft, the poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, aka Graffiti Blue. We got such a special show. This is the Don Slim Independent Music Hour. And a mashup between his show and mine, Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue. We got some real, real beautiful people in the house. We have the lovely poet Phoenix Divine in the house, a.k.a. the fiery one, a.k.a. free flow, a.k.a. don't hate.
Yeah.
No shade.
No shade.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Don Slim, thanks for coming through, man. Oh. Phoenix, as always, thanks for coming through. We're at the end of another show, man. I can sit here and sip Henny and talk trash for many, many hours.
Yeah.
But we got to go. But before we do, I want to tell everybody out there that Phoenix Divine, myself, artists like Kingdom, and some other very cool people will be at Southside Park, the first annual Village Fest for the Awareness Walkathon thrown by Ladies Inc. Community Cleanup. This is a very, very for the people type of event. You're going to see not necessarily the poet Graffiti Blue there, but you'll see the hip hop artists. Blue there. Phoenix has bars like that. She will be on the main stage at Southside Park on July 30th, 2016, in between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. That is a Saturday. ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes.
And it's a family event.
It's
supposed to be like a bounce house and activities. Absolutely. Like, bring your family, bring your kids.
Yeah, so don't give me all that, oh, I'm going out Saturday night, or I'm going to be booed up, or I'm going to be hitting them blunts. You know what I mean? This is in the morning, you know, before you go to church. You don't know, it doesn't interfere with church.
Right.
You know, it doesn't interfere with nothing. Come down. Is for a good cause, and you'll get a good show. Shout out to Victoria for even inviting the brother here. But we're really not talking about me today, okay?
Yeah.
Talk about hip hop music. Yeah. And because Don Slim is in the house, I asked him off mic what. One song before we get out of here. We got to get to stepping. We got things to do, man.
We do.
We really do. And I'm bleeding over into quality time. So let's keep it moving. I asked Don Slim off mic what one song embodies New Orleans. He's about to take a trip. It's the whole reason we're pre-recording this show here, because this dude has things to do.
Yeah.
If you would tell the people what this song is, what it means to you, and just kind of the history that you know about this record we got to play before we out, please.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, this song came out before the bounce era.
Yeah, okay.
The twerking era and everything. It's basically the foundation for all of those songs that you've heard concerning bounce music, twerking.
Indeed.
And it's by the Showboys. It's called Drag Rap, aka better known as Trigger Man.
Okay. And
yeah, so that is New Orleans, even though the guys aren't from New Orleans, but
okay,
yeah,
that's what's up. Now, just to put this into context,
mm-hmm.
records like Planet Rock by Afrika Bambaataa really were like the jump off for club house techno music as we know it. You know what I mean? And all that shit. So right. When you tell me that this joint Drag Rap by the Showboys is the foundation, mm-hmm. I really like to know like where things came from. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's very cool, man. How did you hear this song? What did they have, like park in the park jams? Like we in New York, we had the in the park jams.
Yeah, well, we have block parties.
Okay.
You know, where they were sectioned off the streets and DJs would come out there with their big speakers and everyone from the neighborhoods would just come around and just party it up.
It sounds like hip hop in New York too. We're all the same, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
We are, well, we're not all like identical, but we all are one and there is nothing new under the sun.
Right.
You know what I mean? What was your party experience before we get out of here? Not a lot of parties in Ione, huh?
Well, no, I'm not going to say that there weren't parties. There
were okay.
plenty of barns I got opened up.
Different kind of party. Okay. The cake.
But
culture.
I was not invited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, that hate started early.
Well, you know, if you live in a town that's predominantly white,
okay.
and you still got KKK around, they use the N-word quite freely, and you are one of a very few of those of us that are not Caucasian, then, you know, you're not going to get invited to a lot of parties.
Wow. Amen. That's shout out to the Ku Klux Klan. I listened to
you for making me stronger.
I listened to your argument, and I really don't know what y'all expect us to do when you listen to the. And you know, a friend of mine, Brian Hockter, one time he was just like, "How could you listen to the KKK and be objective?" I'm like, "I'm that type of guy. I want to hear the argument."
Yeah.
So when I was listening to the argument, they were just like, you know, black man is inferior. And you guys should go back to hell, back to Africa. I'm like, let's put that into context. Okay, what if the government subsidized a whole bunch of battleships and we all was like, okay, and we just left. If we did that, then there's a couple of things that the brothers invented that we would like to take with us. Yeah. Hip-hop music in the suitcase. Yeah. Jazz music in the suitcase.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Yes, rock and roll. That's check right. your history. Chuck Berry and so Little Richard and so.
Yeah.
In the suitcase.
The washing machine.
In the suitcase!
If, a lot of angry white
if, exactly. Exactly. And for all of those people out there that are down with the brown, your husbands and wives have to get in a suitcase too.
Right.
So, I listened to the argument, but the argument wasn't realistic. The argument is that we're inferior, and I'm just like, you know, you have... dumb and smart of all races. That has nothing to do with your skin color.
Right.
So I always wondered what the KKK did when they watched the History Channel and they find out that all life originated in Africa. I'm like, what are y'all? They ain't trying to lynch the scientists.
Right.
You follow that? Get out of here. You gotta, you know, so.
You're making the assumption that they watched the History
Channel. Oh, my bad. Right. Out
hunting or.
Right. So I'm not sure exactly what they want us to do, but I listen to the argument.
Yeah.
So, one more story before I get out of here. There was a KKK member on television, and a news anchor, I believe she was from Fox News, I don't know her name, and she puts the microphone in the face of this KKK member. He had to be flirting with 30, relatively young, but old enough to know better, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Put the mic in his face and was just like, and why are you out here? You want to know what he said?
What?
Do you want to know what he said?
Yes.
Tradition.
Oh.
Now.
The most dangerous thing.
Freaking tradition. I'm like, okay, so you have hate in your heart due to tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you was one of those white fellows that got jumped by a bunch of brothers in high school, I could see maybe you being a little salty because of that. Mm-hmm. If you are one of those unfortunate men that your Caucasian wife left you for a big black bandico, I'm sorry. That happened to you, I can see you being a little salty for that. If you lost your job due to affirmative action, and you were white, and you were qualified, and it was all good, and they were just like, Jim, your resume is impeccable.
Right.
But we're going to give your job to Leroy Johnson.
Yes.
And Leroy bought the house that you and your wife were looking at. Right. I can see you being a little salty.
Right.
But to say tradition is some ignorant shit.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and not so sexy. Don, thanks for letting me entertain your people and let me introduce you to my folks and also let me reintroduce you to your own people. Any parting words?
Let's get into Culture Zine. So.
All day! Until next time.
Thank you, Blue. Thank you, Phoenix.
Oh, gosh. You're welcome.
No problem.
We are out.
You are about to hear are true. MC's names have been changed to protect the innocent. The innocent. The innocent.
Defeat. They ruled their tongues with the an iron hand.
Bucks can't care.
Filthy trigger man.
Trigger man.
And filthy trigger man, cause my way, I'm gonna cut off his head and put it on display.
Don't you be so bold, cause that trash that you pop, I better put on hold. Cause I'm definitely coming, you know I don't lie. Remember Bugs, you can run, but you can't hide. Hide. In the trunk, yeah, that should be fun. And so Bugs knows he has to lose. Habits unfitted for cement shoes. Then drag him from the river, throw him back in Bugs' yard with a note around his neck saying, Trigger Man's hard. Gave a smile to his boys and then said,
Booker, 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 Booker.